Hear the word of the Lord as it is written in True Christian Religion, number 510, and in the Apocalypse Explained, number 475. Repentance is the first of the church in man. The communion called the church consists of all men in whom the church is, and the church enters into man when he is becoming regenerate. And everyone becomes regenerate by abstaining from the evils of sin and fleeing from them as one would an infernal horde with torches in hand, endeavoring to overtake him and throw him on a burning pile. There are many means by which man, as he progresses in his early years, is prepared for the church and introduced into it. But the means whereby the church is established in man are acts of repentance. Acts of repentance are all such things as cause man not to will and consequently not to commit evils, which are sins against God. For until this takes place, man stands outside of regeneration. And if any thought about eternal salvation should then creep into his mind, he turns toward it, but immediately turns away from it. For it enters the man no further than into the ideas of his thought, and from that goes forth into the words of his speech, and also, it may be, into some gestures conformable to speech. But when such thought enters into the will, it is in the man, for the will is the man himself, because in it his love resides. While thought is outside of the man, except when it proceeds from his will, and then will and thought act as one, and both together constitute the man. From this it follows that for repentance to be repentance, and to be effective in man, it must be a repentance of the will, and from that of the thought, and not of the thought only. Therefore, it should be actual repentance, and not merely verbal. That repentance is the first thing of the church is very evident from the word. John the Baptist, who was sent beforehand to prepare men for the church which the Lord was about to establish, when he baptized, preached at the same time repentance. And therefore his baptism was called the baptism of repentance, for the reason that baptism signified spiritual washing, which is a cleansing from sin. John did this in the Jordan, because the Jordan signified introduction into the church. For it was the first boundary of the land of Canaan where the church was. The Lord himself also preached repentance for the forgiveness of sins, teaching thereby that repentance is the first of the church, and that so far as man repents, his sins are put away, and so far as they are put away, they are forgiven. And still further, the Lord commanded his 12 apostles and also the 70 whom he sent forth to preach repentance. From all this, it is clear that the first thing of the church is repentance. It was said by John that he baptized with water, but that the Lord would baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire, in Luke and John. This means that John only inaugurated them into knowledges from the word about the Lord, and thus prepared them to receive him, but that the Lord himself regenerates man by means of divine truth and divine good proceeding from him. For John represented a similar thing as Elijah, namely the word. The waters with which John baptized signified introductory truths, which are knowledges from the word about the Lord. The Holy Spirit signifies divine truth proceeding from the Lord, and fire signifies divine good proceeding from him. And baptism signifies regeneration by the Lord by means of divine truths from the word. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.